This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, what's up? Week 10. Derek, Degenerate Derek Podcast, it's here. Welcome. If you're new to the podcast, my name's Derek, co-host of the Billy Madison Show, host of the Degenerate Derek Podcast, where I pick five games every week in the NFL that I'm going to bet on against the spread. Not having a great year, 19-25-1 on the year. That's fucking terrible. Awful. I get it. That's 19 wins, 25 losses, one push. Went 2-3 last week. I suck ass, okay? I'm having a terrible year. I got five games for you this week that I love. I love them. I really do. I grinded this week to come up with these picks. And I'm going to sit here and say I'm going to go 5-0. Now, again, I'm 19-25-1 on the year, so I don't know shit. But if you're going to ask me before week 10 kicks off, I'm going 5-0. Absolutely. Thursday night football last night. I actually didn't bet on that game. First Thursday night game I haven't bet on in probably 2 or 3 years. I just didn't know, like, when you have teams that awful, it's hard. But the game was really good. I'm not even going to lie. The game was super competitive. I'd have wasted my time if I would have bet it because it landed on the number. Chicago wins 16-13, -3, so it was a push. So it would have been a waste of time. But I'm sure you guys got some action down to hit. You probably had some props plays going. I know my audience sends me a shit ton of props. They also send me a shit ton of team totals, over and unders. I love the way that you guys bet. I just don't. I never have. I've always been, you know, one side or the other, you know, basic guy right down. I just bet the spread, just bet the number. I admire you guys, though, that bet all the props and all the team stats and shit like that. I just don't. To me, it's like fantasy football-ish, and I just don't get down with it. Now, I know that's where a lot of you guys find your edge. A lot of the sharp guys. I'm not. I'm not a sharp guy. I am I'm a very non-sharp guy. So I used to try to do like a stats-heavy pod, and when I would be editing it afterwards, you know, just cleaning it up, I would just be bored to tears. So I've never went down that road of player props and stuff like that, but that's just because me personally, I don't like it. And if you personally aren't into something, you'll never be able to do content on it because you don't love it. I truly believe the only time you can do content and be good at it and deliver decent quality content is if you really love what you're talking about and what you're doing. And that's why I do five games against the spread every week because that's what I love. So I'm going to get into those games in just a second. I'll go over the whole card because a ton of you have reached out to me saying that you love that I touched on every game. Like, please, please do that every week. Okay. All right. I used to think that would suck, but apparently you guys have, so many of you guys have messaged me asking me to keep doing that I'm actually going to keep doing that. And I usually don't listen to shit you guys say, but man, that's not true. I'm going to sit here and sound like a hard ass one. Really, I bend the knee to you guys all the time, if I'm being honest. I always try to, you know, cater to the people that download, subscribe, and listen to this podcast. I am truly grateful for you guys. Some people were busting my balls. They were like, bro, when you were like thanking people for downloading stuff, I thought you were going to cry last week. I assure you, I was in no way going to cry. I was trying to sound genuine there because I genuinely felt like that, but I mean, tears? Like, I was nowhere near tears. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. It's not like I got, you know, that many. I don't have enough subscribers to cry. I'll tell you that much. I don't have enough downloads to cry, okay? It's not that big of a deal. Just the market is, everybody knows podcast market. It's oversaturated. Everybody talks about that. It's a well-known fact. So the fact that I can get any amount of your time, I am grateful for. Well, let's move on. Let's do messages first. Then I'll do my picks, and then I'll cover the rest of the games that didn't make my card. Again, 19-25-1 on the year. Having an awful year doesn't change the fact that I feel great about week 10. I really do. I mean that. I'm not just saying that. I'm always going to go into the week. I don't want to say I'm always going to go into the week feeling good, but I do feel good about this week. I think it's because I always feel good going into the week when I know that I have spent that week putting in the time, watching the games, and really taking my time on the picks. And I did that this week. I don't do that every week. I'm not going to lie to you. I try to, but some weeks I work harder at it than others. I'm just being honest. I'm human. All right, let me do the messages first again, then picks, and then I'll get the rest of the games. First one was from Ding Dong Trucker 569. What a name. He said, love your pod. Any other football betting pods that you listen to, as I'm relatively new to sports betting? Yeah, I listen to this guy named RJ Bell. He's straight out of Vegas. It's probably the smartest pod. Well, I listen to that one and Pro Football Focus. Pro Football Focus and RJ Bell are, you know, RJ and them are out of Vegas, and it's a very math, smart, intelligent podcast where they give you a lot of insight as to why the number is what it is and what goes into that. Super smart, dude. Super intelligent. And it's a long pod, so if you're, you know, I guess a long-haul trucker and you're looking for time and stuff like that, that's one. Pro Football Focus is another one like that. Obviously, Pro Football Focus has their different takes on, you know, they're the ones that are kind of infamous for individual player grades and that kind of stuff, the stuff that Chris Collinsworth, like, invested into and is involved with. Those are a couple. I also listen to Around the NFL. I like their delivery. I like how their pod is. I mainly listen to their recaps, not so much their previews. And part of my take, I mean, I got to give Barstool a shout-out. I'm a big Barstool guy. They probably wouldn't be, like, a football betting pod, but, you know, obviously on, like, Friday's podcast, stuff like that, it's big, and Monday, so... Yeah, those are the ones that I listen to. Obviously not every week, but throughout the season, those are the ones that I consume the most. So, well, welcome, Ding Dong Trucker. Stay safe out there. Appreciate the message. Thank you. Next one from Spurs Pendejo. He said, Dak deserves 0% blame for Eagles' loss. This is why you don't deserve any listeners. Okay, how you could say zero? You're going to say 0%? I mean, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. I will say that Dak didn't play bad, but 0%? I mean, that's insane. You can't take a sack. I get it, you know. The Eagles rush was for real, but you cannot take a sack. Just can't do it. And I don't give a shit what you say. 0% is insane. It's insane. He stepped out on the two-point conversion. I mean, 0%? Granted, I get it. Like, people are dropping balls, and I understand. The thing about Dak, though, is that he has to have everything right in order to win. He just does. Everything has to work perfectly. If something's going against him, we're going to lose every time. So I don't want to hear that shit. 0%? I don't think he's the worst by any means. But you have to admit, if you... say anything about Dak, the one thing you have to say is everything has to go right in order for the Cowboys to win. Everything has to click. When other quarterbacks you see where everything goes wrong against them, and somehow at the end of the game they pull off a play and win the game, even though everything went wrong before that. You rarely see that with Dak. I'm sorry, you just do. 0%? That's insane. The fact that you take the whole entire loss off of his shoulders completely, to me, is why you don't deserve an audience, because you don't understand the quarterback position. All right? Still appreciate you, Spurs Pendejo, even though you don't think I deserve any listeners. That's fucked up. Like, that's a rude-ass thing to say. Like, really? Just because of my take on it? I deserve zero listeners? Okay? It's not like I said anything offensive or out of pocket. Like, we're talking about football here. I can have a fucking opinion, just like you can, and it's fine. But thank you for the message, even though you're a dickhead. Next one from Erica, a female listener. Wow. She says, ever thought about trying to do Degenerate Derek podcast full time and leave the BMS? Absolutely never. Never. I never would. I've never thought about it. This message almost makes me want to quit doing the pod because I never want to even give off that impression. Like, no, absolutely not. For one, I love my job, my real job, radio, Billy Madison Show. Shout out. I love that job. I would never want to do this full time. This is literally just because I like betting on sports. And this all started because our boss at the time was like, we need like another couple of podcasts like that branch off that are from the Billy Madison Show, but are just like for the website back in the day. And I started doing it, and I just loved doing it. And then eventually, you know, I started making a little bit of money off of it, and, you know, got a few downloads and stuff like that. But never, no, absolutely not. I would never try to blow this up to be full-time. I like doing this the twice a week that I do it for the 15 to 30-minute pods that I do, and it's nothing, and it's easy, and there's no expectations of it or of me. It's literally just for fun. I'm doing a podcast just like everybody else out there does a podcast, literally just for fun. I've seen people in my business in radio that aren't even really relevant thinking that they can just leave and go do a podcast, and they have to regret it immensely now because they're even more irrelevant than they were, except for now they're not making any money. Radio is still, it's where I got to be. It's where I'm going to be. Billy Madison Show until I get fired. But I'm never going to leave there to go pursue to do this full-time. Fuck no. Absolutely not. Not even, Erica, you must be new, or you're just trying to be nice, but absolutely not. Never thought about it. And again, makes me want to quit the pod, mid-pod, and never do another one again. The fact that, you know, just in case anybody was ever under that impression. But I appreciate the message. Thank you, Erica. But absolutely not, no. This is like, bro, this does nothing compared to the Billy Madison Show. Nothing. We both, like, Billy Madison Show is still in podcast form. The numbers you should see on that one compared, oh my God. It's not even close. Why would I ever leave? Hell no. I have a great job. I have a great job, and I love doing that job. And that job is about to get even better because we're about to have Nard come back, so that's going to be fucking way awesome. It's going to be even more fun than it already is. I'm excited. So, no, I've never thought about that. Never will. Don't ever ask me some stupid shit like that again. But thank you, Erica. Appreciate you. All right, let's move on to the games. Let's get out of the messages. Let's get on to Week 10's picks. All right? Let me not waste no more of your guys' time. All right, here we go.
Number 5.
All right, I'm going to go Pats plus 1.5 in Germany taking on the Colts because of all the Belichick. The him doing the walk of shame, if that's him or not, it sure as shit looks like him. The talk of him getting fired if they lose against the Colts. Yes, there's been talk all week that Bill Belichick, winner of 6 Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, if they lose to the Colts midseason, Bob Kraft's going to fire him. Now, the Patriots could lose on Sunday, and I could be completely wrong about this. If they fire Bill Belichick, but I think you're a dumbass if you ever think that's going to happen mid-season. Okay, maybe they let him go at the end of the year. Maybe. Mid-season, they fire Bill Belichick, winner of 6 Super Bowls? As if he's Josh McDaniels? What? Never going to happen. And I think the Patriots win this weekend because of all the shit. I feel like when shit is just focused on the Patriots and everybody's, you know, criticizing them and all these stories are coming out and it's just like all this heat is on the Patriots, they'll come out and get the win against the Colts in Germany. So I'm going Patriots plus 1.5. I love that pick. I really do.
Number 4.
I'm going Jags plus 3. I'm going Jags plus 3 at home taking on the 49ers. Let's just say the 49ers are dead. Jaguars are a tough, tough team. They are tough. And the 49ers are reeling right now. They need a big win, and I get why people are all over the Niners this weekend. I get it. The Jags plus 3, though, at home? I think Vegas is begging you to take the Jags because the 49ers are the right side here. That's obviously what Vegas is saying, and I'm going to take the bait. I am. I'm just going to take it because I've been Joe Public all year. I see what they're doing because think about it. The 49ers have lost 3 in a row, and they're now 3-point favorites, road favorites, against the Jags, who have been playing good football all year, have been a tough team. I know Vegas thinks that the 49ers are the right side. I know they do, but I think they're wrong. I think this Jags team's for real, and I think San Francisco's in trouble, and I'm going to go Jags plus 3. I'm going to take the bait.
Number 3.
I'm going to go Vikings plus 3 at home, taking on the Saints. I know the Vikings got a big, dramatic win last week, And I know I've hated on the Saints, but I think they made that move for Josh Dobbs for a reason. And it's because the Vikings still see the playoffs, or at least a possibility, and they're not going to give up on the season. Saints rolling into town. Vikings got a big momentum boost last week. They got a lot of confidence with that win in dramatic fashion at the end of the game. I think they build on that, and they take care of the Saints at home plus three. That's my pick.
Number two.
I'm going to go Lions minus three on the road, taking on the Chargers. I hate the fucking Chargers. I really do. And I thought the Lions might be dead after that Baltimore game, but they bounced back, and Baltimore now looks like the best team in football. So that Lions loss in Baltimore still looks awful because of how badly they got beat, but sometimes you just get your ass whooped. And it turns out I think the Lions are a decent team. They're a tough team. And I think they're going to beat up on the Chargers in L.A., cover the minus three. I like Lions minus three on the road, taking on the L.A. Chargers.
Number one.
My favorite pick of the weekend is Raiders plus one at home, taking on the Jets. It was going to be Bengals minus 6.5 against the Texans, but I'm going to go with Raiders plus one versus the Jets at home. It's the night game, so Jets have just been awful. I know the Raiders are red hot since firing Josh McDaniel. They're feeling themselves, but they are at home. They're taking on a shitty Jets team who has no offense. They just got to score a little bit. To beat the Jets, you just got to score a little bit. Now, sometimes teams can't do that. And could you easily see the Raiders having trouble moving the ball, especially after their, you know, they've been celebrating their Super Bowl win with Josh McDaniels getting fired and them, you know, rolling last week? Do they roll that in again this week? I don't know if they roll, but I think they do enough to get it done and cover the plus one. I really do. I think the Jets are really, really bad on offense. So give me the Raiders at home plus one. I love that game. But those are my five picks. Again, Raiders plus one against the Jets. Lions minus three against the Chargers. Vikings plus three against the Saints. Jags plus three against the Niners. And Pats plus 1.5 in Germany taking on the Colts. Those are my five picks. Just missing out on it was Bengals minus 6.5 versus the Texans. I'm so mad at the Texans because of last week, because of my minus 2.5 pick on them, and they score a touchdown to go up two and then take a knee on the PAT because they didn't have their kicker. I know it was the right choice, but I'm just always going to be salty about that, especially because they kicked a field goal earlier, even though they didn't have a kicker, so they couldn't try to do the PAT. They tried PAT. They get that. I cover. Everybody's happy. I love the Texans. I probably bet on them this week. But because they fucked me by a half point because they took a knee on the PAT, I like the Bengals minus 6.5. It almost was my number one pick, but I don't know. Bengals feel like, you know, Bengals and Ravens feel like the two best teams in the NFL right now. Why the Bengals? I mean, the Bengals should definitely take care of business. I think there might be a little too much C.J. Stroud. It's not even too much. It's rightfully so. That dude's been phenomenal. Threw like five touchdowns last week. He's phenomenal. I just think the Bengals are, you know, everybody sees them coming. Everybody sees them coming. Everybody's starting to put them, you know, make Super Bowl picks, Bengals. But we'll see. But they just missed out on my five picks, but I do like the Bengals minus 6.5 this weekend. I also like the Titans plus 1.5 on the road taking on Tampa. I know Ryan Tannehill was being a bit of a pussy because he lost his job this weekend, which, I mean, I say big pussy, but obviously you'd be sad about that. What else we got? Atlanta minus 1.5 on the road ticket on the Cardinals. Kyler Murray, I've heard, maybe starting, maybe not. I don't know. I didn't have an opinion on that game. Cowboys minus 17.5 at home taking on the Giants is LOL. I bet that game's close. Just because it's like 17.5. I mean, I almost want to bet the Giants there. There's just so many fucking points. And if it's not like this isn't college. This is the NFL. Washington on the road taking on Seattle. Seattle's minus 6.5 there. I guess I'd probably go Seattle. I could just, in my head, I see that being like a Seattle blowout for some reason. I don't know why, but that's how I see it. I got money on the Jets-Raiders game. And then Monday is Broncos-Bills. So We'll recap. We'll preview that Monday when we recap everything from Week 10. Thanks for hanging out. Appreciate the download. Appreciate the subscribing. I'll be back next week. Week 10 recap on Monday. Good luck this weekend. All right, I'm out of here. Let me hit the button. Where's this thing at?
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.